Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Heroes, gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes, gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
Welcome into Bros, Foes, and Heroes and our Pulls of the Week. As always, I'm Zach, joined by Mason, and I am going to have to, as I was telling Mason a little bit before we started this, lean on him a little bit more than usual for our Pulls of the Week, just because I've been under the weather a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and add in where I can. I know, and we've talked about this, and we're going to save it till next week's show. I'm behind on Nemesis, but I'm going to get caught up, so we will talk about all of Nemesis next week. Mm-hmm. I also need to catch up. Was this, just because I saw you pull it, is that the final issue of Nightclub 2?
No, there's going to be one more.
Okay, there's six in Nightclub. Yeah. I need to work on getting caught up on that, too. What were you, what caught your eye this week is the better way to put it.
Well, it's been a good week. I also, it's not here just because I haven't read them yet. I'm behind on the Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. Ambassadors 5 came out. One more of that, because that's also going to tie into being game somehow. I'm behind, but I'm going to read that soon.
Just before you go into that. So then are they going to finish this before they, like, are they going to tie everything up before they start big game?
I would hope so. He only does six issue arcs now, so I would imagine they're both done. So
okay,
because big game's in July, both will be done in June.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. My favorite of this week was Action Comics 1055, and I want to show you the sick ass cover I got.
Oh, that
Rafael
is
Sandoval
really cool.
With all four of the Reign of Superman.
That
which is really
is
sick.
Really cool.
And they all show up in this issue too, which was really cool. One thing I'm semi proud of. And it's like, I'm not even going to sell them, but I have actually all, remember how, I don't know if you were there. I don't know how old you are, but when Death of Superman, when Reign started, there was issue 500, Superman, the oversized issue where all four of these guys first appeared. Superboy, Steel, Eradicator, and Cyborg Superman.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I have that issue.
Do you?
Yeah, I got it at a thrift store one day. I was like, oh, what the hell is this? But I held on to it. I was like, oh, now I'm glad I did.
See, here's what I remember is I'm going to turn 35 in June. So I remember as a little kid, like the black polyphone, like the bags and the all black, like when it happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I never had it as a kid. But I do remember, like, obviously, even like, you know, people I would go to school with and stuff, like talking about that when it happened. So I'm just slightly, I think, old enough, but I still have a soft spot for that kind of stuff.
But they also each got them they did all four different series. I think one Superboy, one Steel, mm-hmm. and I think Cyborg was regular Superman and Eradicator was action. One of the two. There were four different Superman titles, and I'm pretty sure I might be missing one, but I think I have all four of their number one issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome then. Because that was like the year or so before he came back where they focused on him.
Yeah. Where it was just the Reign, yeah. Like he was still a ghost somewhere, but it was just these guys are Superman, and then everything happened.
Yep.
But it was a good issue, and I just really love this cover. That was the main reason I got this.
Oh, no, that's an awesome cover.
I also got Supermassive number two, well, the second Supermassive 2023, the Massive Verse, their annual crossover. It wasn't as good as the first one, I'm not going to lie, but it was still enjoyable. Really cool art. Just, you know, I'm excited. I love Radiant Black, and I like Dead Lucky and Rogue Sun. So if you like those books, any of those books, it's worthwhile picking up. And, it was just a fun little crossover. And I love the hardcover aesthetic, and it was worth the price. And there's a cool little, I don't know if it's a teaser or a setup for whatever the hell at the very end. If you want to just look at the last page, a character appears, and I never thought that would actually gonna happen in this universe. Do you see it? Or?
Oh.
Yeah, it makes no sense. So I'm just to see what this even
Hold
means.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, that's who you think it is.
That's what I was about to say is Okay.
So maybe this will get addressed, or maybe it's just a cool teaser. Who knows?
That is cool, though.
Who knows with anything these days? I also got King Spawn 22. This was a cool issue. I just like King All Spawn, you know. And a really cool cover by Victor Bogdanovich.
So. I will say that as far behind or as little as my Spawn, like I've read some here and there, and I've always liked it, but I just haven't read a lot of it. But it is one of the books that constantly, I think, has some of the coolest covers.
Oh, yeah, because it's super easy. It's a dude in black suit with red cape. It's you have to actively try to make it look bad.
Yeah, and the changes every, like, there's so many just awesome covers for it.
Mm-hmm. I also got Vanish number 7. This one was okay. I think there's one more issue before the arc's over. I'm still like a really cool Ryan Stegman arc. So, and it's keeping me just because of the art. But we'll see if I pick up the third arc. We'll see how the next arc has to really blow me away. They also got Green Arrow number 2 this week.
So I need to pick them up still and read. But what I have read so far, the consensus I've seen online is that most people like where Green Arrow has been so far. How do you feel too?
Yeah, I liked it too. I had to get a variant cover because they ran out of the main cover. So I had to pay $5. Mm. I mean, it wasn't atrocious $5, but I would have rather paid $4. But, you know, still a good book, great art. And I'm liking where it's going. I'm interested to see where this even goes. And Peacemaker shows up.
I did. Yes,
I saw that right everywhere. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't again because I've been sick. I have like stacks. I say stacks. A lot of them I have digitally, so I have digital stacks that I need to finish reading through.
You get Titans number 1 or?
Yes, that's on the list to read through. I did notice though that I saw that Peacemaker showed up, and there's a female version
Peace Wrecker. The female. I have no idea who she is,
so I have to.
I know she's like made in like the last year or so she's, as far as I know, she's relatively
new. Was about to say I was gonna maybe read that new Peacemaker series too, just to see how that, if it ties in there. Yeah.
I might check that out. And then I also got Nightclub number 5. Very violent, awesome. Also only $2.
You gotta love that price point. But that's the thing, too, is it's the price point, and, like, I've enjoyed what I've read of it, too. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, a good cheap buy. Yeah,
just, I don't want to make this the Mark Millar circle jerk, but Miller circle jerk, but please finish Nemesis so we can talk about Big Game.
Fine. All right. So then that's everybody else out there, too. If you don't want to be spoiled next week, we are going to talk about Nemesis. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll bring it up again before we get into it. So I'll be caught up on that, and I'll text you when I'm done with that.
And I guess we'll both catch up to Ambassadors too. So
yes. Okay. And then I'll catch up on, what are we on, 5 or 6?
5 just came out of Ambassadors. Going to be one more for that, one more for Nightclub.
Okay. Got it. Then I need to catch up on that too. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I will try to get all caught up on my Millarverse stuff. I'm trying to think what else I was looking forward to. I haven't picked up the new Batman Brave and the Bold yet that came out last month.
Oh, I thought you were for sure getting that.
I was for sure getting it, and then I have not been to a store since. So, but that is one that I'll probably, when issue 2 gets out, I'll just buy 1 and 2 together then.
I think I'm picking up mostly only Image books today, really. I'm definitely getting Scorched 18, and I'm going to give World Tree number 2 a shot because I liked number 1 overall.
All right, educate me. What's World?
Remember, that's the new James Tynion book with the like killer or whatever the hell. Some deep dark web crap is out killing people in the real world.
Oh, that's the one that had the covers that were they had to reprint, right?
Yeah. For DC next week, the Pride special comes out next week or today. There's also the Power Girl special if you're interested in seeing how the Power Girl story arc ended out of action. We also got for Marvel Carnage 13 continuing the Carnage Reigns thing, which I might start reading. I want to because I got hyped because of the Spider-Man 2 gameplay stuff. And so I'm like, oh, I'm getting back into the symbiote, all this stuff.
Sometimes
I forget how cool these good things are.
I had a hand palm moment, and usually I don't have those because I feel like I'm not nerdy enough to be able to do it. But I did see, I was looking through Reddit on one of the talks showing the gameplay footage, and somebody goes like, all right, can somebody explain to me how Venom and Spider-Man are the same person? And I was just like, oh, okay.
It's a suit.
We got to go over the suit thing. Oh, man. Also, DC-wise, where I'm just looking, if you want, I assume, maybe it's going to be a continuing series, the Suicide Squad Kill Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, I no idea what this is. Most likely an Elseworlds thing. Actually, given that Harley's on the cover, yeah, it's definitely an Elseworlds. Oh, no, I see what it is. I just didn't look at the title. It's a prequel to the game coming out. But the funny thing is, I think, because remember, the game was delayed.
Yeah,
right? it was supposed to come out this year, and it was around this time it'd be coming out, but now it got delayed, so they probably just like, we have to pay these people, so we have to just put it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wonder if, I guess, you know, you can pick it up and read it still, and then you'll just be ready for when the game comes out.
It should be done by, I'm guessing, I don't know, is there any way to see how many? It says 1 of 5, so it's going to be done by October, so just hold on to it for 6 months.
Well, wasn't that the new pushback date?
No, it was pushed to, like, April sometime next year, 2024.
Also, there's a new Fury number one. Oh, no, that was this week, or this last week, sorry. I'm off. So yeah, I'm trying to think of what's coming up. Oh, I guess I could get the third Clobber in time.
I know you've been liking that.
I did like that. It's just a fun little thing. I think the second one was Wolverine. I'm trying to think who the third one is. This is issue 3. Doctor Strange, I think. Yep, Doctor Strange is the third one. Yeah. So there you go. A lot of great stuff to look forward to and a lot of great stuff for us to dive into. We will actually dive into a bit more now that I am back and feeling better and healthier and can catch up on reading things. I will say also not necessarily new stuff that I've picked up to read because we like to go to the library randomly as well. Mm-hmm. I picked up volume 1 of East of West.
Oh, you're finally reading East of West?
Yes.
Awesome.
I also picked up, I'm late to the party. I know it's been there and I've always wanted to, and I know it's going to be good, but I picked up the first volume of Why the Last Man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to read that at some point. I tried it. I like Brian K. Vaughan, but I just don't relate to his writing a lot. Honestly.
I know it's, you know, a lot of people like it. So I was going to try at least the first volume and see where I go from there. And then lastly, I just felt super nostalgic, so I picked up some old school, just one of the Marvel masterworks of some good old Ditko Lee Spider-Man.
No, that sounds always good.
So a lot of great stuff for us to talk about. Hopefully you're finding some great stuff to read as well. Anything else to add, Mason?
I picked up from the library the Wolverine Civil War tie-in book,
okay,
which I'm finally going to read. I have it. It's got Humberto Ramos art, which I love his art, so I want to... Because I know the story is him trucking down Nitro, so I want to see how they stretch that into 8 issues.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to try to read this week.
So a lot of good stuff on the horizon, and we'll break down a lot of it too next week. As always, thank you for taking the time to listen. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Frozen heroes, gonna tell you about frozen, frozen heroes, gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.